Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says Philadelphia and surrounding counties could potentially go from red to yellow phase of his reopening plan on June 5th. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Governor Wolf says over the past couple of weeks, there have been sustained reductions in hospitalizations, and efforts to slow the spread of the deadly virus, like staying at home, have been working.
We know not only that we succeeded in slowing the growth, but that our actions, our collective decisions to stay at home and avoid social contact, we know that all that saved lives.
He says 49 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties are in the yellow phase. Eight more counties will possibly join them on May 29th. The other 10, including Philadelphia and its suburbs, may go to yellow on June 5th. The governor says 17 counties will move from yellow to green on May 29th. Those counties include Bradford, Jefferson, McKean, and Warren counties.
Philadelphia officials say they'll soon be telling residents more about what they need to know before the city moves to the yellow phase of reopening, tentatively on June 5th. But they make it clear it will not be back to business as usual. That story from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Mayor Kenney says the next 2 weeks are critical for being able to move to the yellow phase. He urged residents to continue to stay home because, he said in an email statement, a spike in cases would jeopardize reopening. He notes the virus is still very present and disproportionately impacts people of color who more often suffer from underlying conditions. Health Commissioner Tom Farley adds his department will be evaluating the data to make sure the virus doesn't pick up speed again. He says it will distribute guidelines for the gradual reopening, but he warns things will be different than before the virus.
It will involve smaller numbers of people in any kind of interior space, barriers between people, like those plexiglass barriers that you see around the cash register. It'll involve spacing of people, decals on the floor that show that you should be 6 feet apart, and it'll involve masks.
Dr. Farley reported more than 300 new COVID-19 cases a few hours before the governor's announcement and 56 more deaths. Still, he says the city has made and continues to make significant progress toward defeating the virus.
New Jersey's Governor Murphy has loosened restrictions on outdoor groups just in time for the Memorial Day weekend. He's also outlining the devastating impact the pandemic is having on the state's budget. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Governor Murphy has lifted the limit on outdoor gatherings from 10 to 25.
So if you were looking forward to gathering with your neighbors for Memorial Day cookout, you may do so, so long as social distancing and personal responsibility remain the order of the day.
Murphy was quick to point out that these limits do not affect outdoor dining or graduations. Those restrictions still exist. He said he's easing the limits because new hospitalizations continue to go down.
The key indicators we need to see fall have all fallen dramatically.
But the economic indicators for the budget, he said, were chilling. At his daily briefing, Murphy said New Jersey is expecting $10 billion less in revenues this year, and State Treasurer Liz Moyo said sales tax receipts would be down by a third.
For context, the worst sales tax month during the Great Recession in 2008-09 saw a decline of 18.4%.
The governor repeated his call for more direct federal aid to states.
An unprecedented 15% of Pennsylvanians filed for unemployment in April, which is more than the national rate. KYW's Kristen Johansson explains officials hope the figure begins to drop as the state slowly loosens restrictions.
With construction now allowed to resume in Pennsylvania and with some counties now moving from red to yellow in the state, Department of Labor Secretary Jerry Oleksiak says the health of Pennsylvanians may determine unemployment numbers.
The mitigation efforts are working. The more we can flatten that curve and get more counties open, the more likely it is that the numbers will change in the right direction.
The record-breaking number of unemployed workers hasn't been this high since 1983, far surpassing the Great Recession. But if a number of businesses and companies don't survive the pandemic, Oleksiak says it could potentially get worse.
We are already beginning to look forward. What will work look like? What will the economy look like? How do we respond to that as a commonwealth, as government agencies?
A county-by-county breakdown of those who have filed for benefits will be available next month. For questions on unemployment, head to kywnewsradio.com for our resource hub and send us a question.
The local Share Food program, which has already given out millions of meals to families during the pandemic, will now be able to help even more people thanks to some federal help. KYW's Antoinette Lee has more.
The Coronavirus Food Assistance Program is a federally funded initiative offering nearly $20 billion in relief to support farmers in the food chain supply. George Mattisick, executive director of the local Share Food Program, says thanks to the new initiative, they're already getting thousands of more food boxes to give away.
Now we're receiving about 25,000 boxes a week from the USDA that we're distributing to our community members. We actually anticipate that number going up quite a bit in the next few weeks. We could be as high as 50,000 cases of food additional per week.
He says the added help will make them one of the largest food banks in the region. The organization is increasing food deliveries from every 2 weeks to weekly, and many Philadelphians can find more than food in the box.
We'll have information about how to get your absentee ballot, so you can find them right in the boxes that we'll be distributing.
May 26th is the last day to apply for mail-in or absentee ballots in Pennsylvania.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.